The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Ta'anit. Today's daf has been dedicated by Sam and Rochelle Meyer and Mark Meyer, our dear friends from Australia, in honor of the first wedding anniversary of David and Aliyah Meyer, their son and daughter-in-law of Rio de Janeiro. Mezat Hashem, may they have many more years of shalom bayit, health, happiness, panasah, and all good things. Amen. Daf Yud Zayin. Today's daf is being studied, the Ilu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenihenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied, the Rfuat Shelema Eliyahu Chaim ben Shafia Sofia. Ella Nefanalo Betoch She'ar Chole Amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf on Tet Zayin Amud Bet, and we are two lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Hayat Tzarich Lomar Zichronot Veshofarot. We're discussing now these six additional berachot that was said in the Amidah by the Shaliach Sibur on the fasts that they made for the drought in Eretz Yisrael. And now the Mishnah is quoted where Rabbi Yehuda said, he argues on Tanakama. Tanakama said that two out of the six berachot are Malchuyot is one and Shofarot is two. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He doesn't say the Berachav Malchuyot and the Berachav Shofarot. So Gemara analyzes. Amar Avada Deminyafo Maitamad Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Nefishen Omrim Zichronot Veshofarot Ela Berosh Hashana Ubiyoblot Ubshat Melchama. Because the only time we say Malchuyot and Zichronot Na'amida is on Rosh Hashana, like we do in Musaf, as well as the Yovel, meaning the 50th year, which we call the Yovel, on Yom Kippur. They would say Malchuyot Zichronot and Shofarot Na'amida, and Bishat Milchama. What does Shat Milchama mean? Now she says, Dikhtiv, V'chi tabo'u milchama be'artzechem ala tzara tzorel etchem. An enemy is going to come against you in the land. Seems that they would make this tefillah. Now she says, "Ve'lo yada'inan mina et parish." The Omer Berachot u'pesukim malchuyot zichronot ve'shofarot b'sha'at milchama. Now she really doesn't have a source how the Gemara knows that during the time of milchama they would say these berachot. In any event, we see according to the Biyuda that the only time for these two berachot is Rosh Hashanah, Yovel Kippur, and Sha'at milchama, not during the Tayyemeh Taniyot. Comes the Gemara and continues. In the first beracha, meaning in Goel Yisrael, they would add, "Hu Omer Ali Rishona Omer Mi Sha'anat Avraham." Right, that was the first additional part of the beracha. They would add the one that answered Avraham, "Hu Yanechem." Now the Gemara says, "Tana, we have a braita. Yesh Mahlifin Tzaka LeEliyahu." Now, if you remember, in the fifth beracha of these additional berachot, we said, "Mi she'ana et Eliyahu, Be'ar HaKarmel, hu ya'aneh etchem, v'yishma kol tefilatchem." We ended up in saying, "Baruch Ata Hashem Shomeya Tefila." So the Gemara says, "Tana, yesh mahlifin, some switch, tza'aka le'Eliyahu." They put Shomeya tza'aka for the tefillah of Eliyahu Navi, utfilah l'Shmuel. And in the fourth beracha for Shmuel, instead of saying Shomei Tzakah, for Mishana et Shmuel b'mitzvah, they say the Hatima, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomei tefillah. So again, this Gebarit is actually switching the, not the order of the berachot. The fourth beracha is connected to Shmuel, the fifth beracha is connected to Eliyahu Navi. All the Gebarit is doing is switching the Hatima, which means, instead of tefillah for Eliyahu, I'm sorry, instead of tse'aka, I'm sorry, yeah, instead of tefillah for Eliyahu, we do tse'aka, Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea tse'aka, and for Shmuel, instead of doing tse'aka, we do Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea tefillah. So the Gemara analyzes, Bishlama gabe Shmuel, by Shmuel we have pesukim, ketiv be tefillah, uchtiv be tse'aka. So we have the word tefillah by Shmuel, we have the word tse'aka, so either word works by Shmuel based on the pesukim, ela gabe Eliyahu, tefillah, ketiv. By Eliyahu and Navi, it says the word tefillah. However, tza'aka, lo ketiv, But we don't have the word tzaka b'Eliyahu. So how could you say Baruch Atah Hashem Sumeat Tzaka b'Eliyahu Navi? That word wasn't used. Gemara says Aneni Hashem Aneni Lashon Tzakahi. That indeed Eliyahu Navi did pray Aneni Hashem Aneni, answer me Hashem, answer me. And the word Aneni, answer me, is also a word that is similar to a tzaka, to crying out. And therefore you can say by Eliyahu Navi Baruch Atah Hashem Sumeat Tzaka. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says Tzaka l'Eliyahu al mi shanat Eliyahu chotem Sumeat Tzaka. ובשמואל שומע תפילה. That's according to this brayta. דכתיב בתפילה. But Shmuel, what does it say? קבצו את כל ישראל למצפתה ואתפלל בעדכם. Like Shmuel the Nevi says, gather all the people to Mitzpah and I will pray for you. אבל צעקה דכתיב, where do we know it says צעקה by Shmuel? It says, וייחל לשמואל ויזעק על השם כל הלילה. And therefore you see again the word ויזעק. ויקל לממד במצפה והיא צעקה לבטר פרשת קבצו כל ישראל למצפתה כתיב בפרשת ניחמתי כי המנקתי את שאול. Fine. קבל יאו, however, במעשה דר הקרמל, את יאו הנביא, when he was by הר הקרמל, כתיב תפילה, תכתיב ענני השם ענני. That's לשון of a תפילה ובקשה. ולא לשון צעקה. זה גם לא לשון לא, ענני השם ענני. When somebody's crying out, answer me השם, answer me, that's also a לשון of צעקה. And therefore, indeed, by יאו הנביא, you will have to answer, ברוך אתה השם שומע צעקה. Comes the Gemara and continues. Comes the Gemara and continues. Al Shishi to Omer. On the sixth Beracha, he says, Mi Sha'ana et Yonah. Means the sixth Beracha was Keneged Yonah, that was answered B'me'e Hadaga. Al Shivi'i to Omer, Mi Sha'ana David Ushlomo. And the seventh Beracha was regarding David and Melech and Shlomo. So the Gemara says, Mechti, let's analyze. Yonah Batar David Ushlomo Hava. We know that Yonah Navi historically came after David and Shlomo. Mai ta'ama magdim le beresha. So what's the reason why they put Yonah first, which means Yonah came after? Why is he the sixth beracha and David and Shlomo is the seventh? It's out of historical order. So the Gemara says, Mishum deba'i limichtam mirachem ala ares. Because since we want to end the last beracha of the additional berachot with Baruch Atah Hashem mirachem ala ares, and since David and Shlomo prayed for Eretz Yisrael, so even though Yonah was after them, but in order to end with the beracha mirachem ala ares, we put them last. As she says, that's what we need to mention, David Ushlomo, because they prayed regarding Eretz Yisrael. Alternate interpretation, because they established the Beit HaMikdash, because that's the ikar of the land, and therefore we put them last so we can end up with Baruch Atah Hashem Menachem Ala Ares. Tana, we have a brayta, Mishum Sumkos, in the name of Sumkos Amru, Baruch Mashpil Mashpil Haramim. Blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Mashpil Ramim, that he lowers the high ones, which means by taking away the rain, he causes Am Yisrael, who are maybe have an ego or a little haughty, Mashpil, he's Mashpil Otam. He lowers them, he subjugates them into to make Teshuvah because of the lack of rain. So that's Baruch Mashpil Haramim, the one that lowers the high ones. Comes the Gemara and says, that's his Hatima for the last Beracha. Comes the Gemara and says, Anshei Mishmar Mit'anin Velo Mashlimim. What do we learn in our Mishnah? We said that regarding the first three fasts of this process of the rains, so the Anshei Mishmar, those were the Kohanim that worked during the week. The Kohanim were divided into 24 groups, and each group would work during a different week during the year, and those groups were called Anshei Mishmar. So we say they also have to fast during the rain fast. However, they are not Mashlim. They do not have to finish the Ta'anit. So the Gemara says, Taru Rabbanan, Mepenema Amru Anshei Mishmar Mutreim Neshtot Yayin Balelot, Aval Lo Bayamim. We also learned in the Mishnah that what? The Anshei Mishmar, they're allowed to drink wine at night. However, they're not allowed to drink wine during the day. What's the reason for that? Shemet Tikbad Avoda Al Anshei Bet Av. Because we're concerned that maybe there'll be an overload of work during one of the days of the Bet Av. Now, what was the Bet Av? We said that the Anshei Mishmar were divided into seven equal parts. Each part was called the Bet Av, and the Bet Av would serve in the Bet HaMikdash on each day. For example, Sunday had its own Bet Av, Monday had its own Bet Av, Tuesday, etc. And the rest of the Kohanim, they would to be in Yerushalayim, but they were not working on that day. They were called Anshei Mishmar, those other people. Now, just in case, let's say there's an overload of work by the Bet Av, so therefore they're going to need more Kohanim to work. So they have to call in the reserves. So therefore the Anshe Mishmar, they're the reserves. So they cannot drink wine during the day, because somebody that drinks wine at Kohen is Pasul La'avodah. So therefore, in order to be on guard, they're not allowed to drink wine during the day. And they'll go and they will help their brothers. Now what's the reason why the Anshe Bet Av, they cannot drink wine, not by day, certainly because they're working, but also by night. What's the reason? Because they work. They work by day and they also work the following night, which means all the korbanot that were brought that day, the fats and the bones and the meat, have to be put on the mizbeah, and they have to stoke the mizbeah in order to make sure everything burns. So therefore they cannot drink wine neither by night as well. Comes the Gemara and says, Mikan Amru, from here the rabbis told us, which means from the fact that we said that the Anshe Mishmar, even though they're not working, they're asur to drink wine. Why? Just in case maybe there's going to be an overload of work and therefore they're going to have to work to help their brothers. So from here the rabbi said, Kol Kohen, any Kohen, Shemakir Mishmarto, that knows his Mishmar, which means he knows he's part of a certain Mishmar, Umishmeret Bet Av, and he knows which Bet Av, which means he knows exactly in the Mishmar itself which Bet Av he belongs to, V'yodeya Shebate Abotav Kivu'im Sham. And he also knows that his Bet Av served in the Bet HaMikdash, because there was a time that certain Bet Av were penalized that they would not serve in the Bet HaMikdash anymore. So he knows, number one, his Mishmar. Then he knows his Bet Av. And thirdly, he knows that his family actually served in the Bet HaMikdash. He knows exactly the day. Asul l'shtot yayin kol oto ayom. It's going to be asur for him to drink wine, even b'zman hazeh. It's going to be asur for him to drink wine the whole day. Why? Because maybe the Bet HaMikdash is going to be built, and it's going to be that day, and they're going to need this Kohen to go and help in the service of the Bet HaMikdash. And therefore, he has to be on guard. Therefore, he's not allowed to drink wine on that day. U'bemakir mishmarto, if he only recognizes his mishmar, ve'en makir mishmeret bet av shelo, but he doesn't know the day that he worked, and he doesn't know the bet av, ve'yodeya shebate avotav kevu'in sham, but he knows that his family worked in the Bet HaMikdash, asur l'shtot yayin kol ota shabbat. Then it's asur for him to drink wine the whole week, because again, he doesn't know which day, so it could be any of the days he has to work. So therefore, if the Bet HaMikdash, for example, is going to be built on a Tuesday, so maybe his day was Tuesday, he doesn't know. Therefore, I cannot drink wine the entire week. Eno makir mishmarto, umishmeret bet av shelo, ve'yodeya shebate avotav kivu'im sham, asur l'shtot yayin kol ha'shana. Now, if he knows that he's a Kohen, but he doesn't know his mishmar, nor does he know his bet av, then it's forbidden to him to drink wine the whole year long, just in case maybe the Bet HaMikdash can be built, and it's his day to serve, so therefore he has to be on guard. Gemara says, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi argues, he says, Omer ani asur l'shtot yayin le'olam. If you're going to start worrying about maybe the Bet HaMikdash is going to be built, and you're worried about all these hashashot, I'll tell you that no Kohen is allowed to drink wine forever. Why? Because who told you that they're going to keep the same order of Mishmarot and the same order of Bate Av? Maybe when Mashiach comes, they're going to switch it around. And therefore, maybe the Kohen that worked during the third week is going to end up working on the sixth week. Who knows? Maybe a Kohen that's working on Tuesday, they're going to put them to Wednesday. So therefore, since we have to suspect that maybe the Mishmarot are going to change, so therefore, all the Kohanim have to be ready at all times. Therefore, according to the strict halakha, the Kohanim should not be allowed to drink wine the entire year. But he doesn't agree to that. The B says, "Aval ma'ase." What am I going to say? Shetakanato kalkalto, which means the takana that allows him to drink wine is the kalkul, is the destruction. Which means since the Bet HaMikdash has been destroyed for so many years and hasn't been built, therefore he says the kalkul, the fact that we're in galut for so long and the temple has not been rebuilt, that already the kalkul fixes it up. Because we're not going to say we suspect that the Bet HaMikdash might be built, which means the Rabbi does not subscribe to the shita that says Mehera Yibane Bet HaMikdash. Of course, he hopes the Bet HaMikdash will be built, but halakhically you don't use that klal Mehera Yibane Bet HaMikdash, because unfortunately we're waiting for so many years and it hasn't been done yet. Therefore, you do not have to suspect that the Bet HaMikdash is going to be built. Therefore, the Kohanim can drink wine the entire year, which means even somebody knows his Mishmar and knows his Bet Av, doesn't matter. He can drink wine because we do not suspect that the Bet HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Today, the Kohanim drink wine. Who are they relying on? Could it be? They must be relying on the B that does not hold of the Shita of Mehera Yibane Bet HaMikdash. Comes the Gemara, continues Hashem Mishmar, Vanshe Ma'amad, Asurim Lesaper. We said that the Kohanim of that week are not allowed to take haircuts for the chabes or launder their clothes. Ubahamishim mutarim mipnei kibud haShabbat. But on Thursday, it's mutar to them to launder their clothes and wash lichbod Shabbat. My tama. What's the reason why they're not allowed to launder or take the haircuts during the week that they're serving? Amar Abba. But Barchanan, Rabbi Yochanan, kadesh shelo yikansu lemishmorotam kishem minuvalim. Because we do not want them to enter their week when they are disgusting. Treat if you can let them take a haircut or wash their clothes during that week, so they'll come into the Beit HaMikdash that week with a scruffy face, with long hair, and the clothes not clean. They'll say, I'll clean it this week when I'm in the Beit HaMikdash. No, we want them to come into the Beit HaMikdash already clean. Then we forbid them to take haircuts and launder clothes. So that'll force them to do it before. Kedei shelo yikansu mishmartam kishem minuvalim. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita over here regarding haircuts. The Gemara says, Melech mistaper b'chol yom. A king of Israel has to take a haircut every day. The Gemara continues, Kohen gadol mi'arev Shabbat l'arev Shabbat. A Kohen gadol must take a haircut from Friday to Friday, which is once a week. Kohen idiot, a regular Kohen, achat l'shulshim yom, once every 30 days. And the Gemara explains, Melech mistaper b'chol yom. The king has to take a haircut every day. May ta'ama amar bi'abba barzavda amar kera, Melech b'yofiot t'chezena enecha. That the king always has to be seen in his yofi, in his beauty. And therefore, he always has to be well-groomed. Therefore, his haircut is taken every day. Kohen gadol mi'arev Shabbat l'arev Shabbat, a Kohen gadol every week. May ta'ama amar av Shulam b'Yitzhak, ho'ilu mishmarot mithadeshot. Since every week, the mishmarot change. Every Shabbat, the old Mishmar leaves and the new Mishmar enters. So we want the Kohen Gadol to be presentable. So the new Mishmar coming in sees the Kohen in a handsome and nice, kempt way. Comes the Gemara and continues. Hediot, Kohen Hediot, Ahat L'Shoshim Yom. The regular Kohen, he takes a haircut every 30 days. Minalan, Atya Pera Pera Menazir. We have a Gezerah Sheva Pera Pera from Nazir. Ketivacha, it says by the Kohanim, Verosham Lo Yigaleh, they're not allowed to shave the hair. Upera Lo, let's get the right text. Verosham Lo Yigaleh, Upera Lo Yishalehu. Which means they're not allowed to cut their hair as well. And what does it say? By Nazir, Uchtivatam, Kadoshiye Gadel Pera Se'ar Rosho. It says also by the Nazir, he has to let his hair grow. So it says the word Pera by the Kohen. It says the word Pera by Nazir. Ma'al Alan L'Shoshim, just like the Nazir. And Nazir is for 30 days. Afkan Shiloshim. So to by the Kohen, Hidyot, it's also 30 days. Nazir Gufe Minalan. How do you know Nazir is 30 days? Amar Rav Matna, Setam Nazirut Shiloshim Yom. We have a klal. That Stam, when a guy makes a Nazirut Stam, like Kohen Nazir, so it's 30 days. Minalan, how do you know that? Amar Kera Yihiyeh. Because the Pasuk says, Kadosh Yihiyeh. How much is the Gematria of Yihiyeh? So the Gemara says, Yihiyeh B'Gematria Tiltin Haveh. It is 30. Now therefore, Kadosh Yihyeh, which means the Kedusha V'Stam Nazir, is 30 days. And therefore it says Pera by the Nazir, so therefore he cannot shave his hair for 30 days. So too it says Pera by the Kohen. So it's 30 days. Amalir papala baye, so the pasuk says Vidilma hakikama rahmana. Maybe the pasuk is saying this, Lo lirbu klal. Who told you? Maybe when it says by the Kohen, when the pasuk says Upera lo yishalehu, that do not cut your hair, maybe it doesn't mean don't cut it at all. Who told you that he has to do it every 30 days? Maybe the pasuk's telling us, which means that he cannot grow his hair, which means maybe maybe when it says over here in the pasuk, again, lo lirbu klal, maybe he's not allowed to grow his hair at all. Meaning when it says upera lo yishalehu, maybe don't grow it at all. Maybe he has to take a haircut constantly. How did you know to make this gizra shavah that it's every 30 days, like a nazir? So Gemara says, iya vaketiv lo yishalehu pera. If it would have said the pasuk, lo yishalehu, do not send your hand on the pera, on his head, on his hair, then you're right. Hash dikhtiv upera lo yishalehu. First it says the word upera lo yishalehu, implying what? Pera lehve. That first you'll have some hair. First you have a pera, that's the hair. And then what? Shiluchehu delo lishlihu. But what? You cannot just let it grow. So they're allowing you to get up to a pera, which we're saying now is 30 days, and then you can cut it off. But for what it said, lo yishalehu pera, that means you cannot let it grow at all to come to even a pera, which is to be every day. But the fact that this is upera lo yishalehu, first it has a pera, first it becomes, let's say, the hair, and then you're able to cut it, and we learned the gezerah shavah from Nazir. comes the Gemara and says, Iyache afilu aidana name. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? So the same thing should be today, which means we should not allow Kohanim to take haircuts, or we should mandate them to take haircuts every 30 days, even today as well. Because again, maybe the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, and they're going to have to be ready to serve. So the Gemara says, Dumya d'shtuye yayin. It's similar to the law of wine. Ma shtuye yayin b'zman bi'ahu d'asu shalom b'zman bi'ah shari. That just like when it comes to drinking the wine. When is the drinking the wine asud? Drinking the wine is only asud b'zman bi'ah, which means when there's a time it's la'ui to enter the Beit HaMikdash. Then they're ready to asud to drink. Shelo b'zman bi'ah. However, if a person is not going, or time that's not proper for the kohen to go to the Beit HaMikdash, shari hapacha, so to over here, nameh, so to over here, why? It's only going to be mutad. It's only going to be asud to let your hair grow. B'zman bi'ah. So that's the Gemara saying, Dumya d'shtu yayin, ma shtu yayin b'zman bi'ah hu d'asud. Shelo b'zman bi'ah shari, which means not at the time that the entering Beit HaMikdash drinking is permissible, af acha nameh. So to here also. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'ad tanya, we have a bright, Rabbi Omer, af kohanim asurim l'shtu yayin le'olam. He said, Rabbi, that really kohanim should be asur to drink wine the whole year. Aval ma'ay, I said, shtekanato kalto. That why the Beit HaMikdash hasn't been built yet, so therefore we don't suspect it's going to be built. Therefore, the tikkun, that's the tikkun why they can drink wine. But implying what? Implying that the Tanakama must hold that even kohanim today are asur to drink wine. What do you mean? It's not zman bi'at. Doesn't matter. Eli says what? Because we are choshesh that maybe the Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. So therefore, just like we're choshesh, maybe the Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. And therefore we don't allow you to kohanim drink wine today. So the chavra, we shouldn't allow them to grow their hair, because they also have to be ready for the Beit HaMikdash. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, since we're learning this issud of cutting the hair from Pesukim, you should not be allowed to leave your hair grow, even to Bezman Hazeh. ומשאני נגבר אסס קיין דומיד יין דכתיב בסבוק לאי ופרה לא ישד אחו ולאי לא ישתו כל כהן. So we have a hekesh, because it says next to the pasuk of pera, it says the pasuk of yain. So it's a connection between the yain and the pera and growing the air. מה יין בזמן ביאה הוא דאסור דכתיב בבואם לחסר בזמן שמנו לשקיים שבאין שם נעבוד. That wine is only asur for the kohanim at the time the Beit HaMikdash is around when they're going to serve. שלא בזמן ביאה כגון העידנה Shabbat Harev, they love Zman Bi'ah. Today, the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. It's not the time of entering. So, just like wine is mutar today, so growing there should also be permissible. Terat Gemara says, okay, continuing Rashi, Vatanya Rabbi Omer Ani, Michlal, the Rabbanan Asri, which means Rabbi Yehuda was lenient for Kohanim to drink wine because he's not Choshesh to Meirai Bi'ah Nebet HaMikdash. But what Mashmat Tanakama argues, the Haishina Neshemme Yibaneh. So the Gemara says, "V'amar Abaye." We continue. The Gemara continues, "V'amar Abaye." Keman shatua idana kane hamla. Today, the Kohanim that they drink wine, who are they relying on? Could it be they're relying on the opinion of Rabbi Michlal, but implying that what? The Rabbanan Asre, that the rabbis are going to be osir for Kohanim to drink wine. My ta'ama meherai b'nei Beit HaMikdash. Uba'inan kohen ra'ui la'avodah v'nekan. You're going to need a kohen that's ra'ui for the service, and he's not going to be around. Ha? So the Gemara is asking the same question. So therefore, the haircut also. The chaurat should be asur for the kohen to grow their hair longer than 30 days, because you're going to need kohanim to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. So what's the difference between yayin and se'ar? That's basically Gemara's question. Gemara says, "Acha efshad misaper va'ayil." What's the big difference? Right away, when the Beit HaMikdash is going to get built, let the guy go take a haircut. Which means it's not going to hold anybody back. The Beit HaMikdash is built, immediately take a haircut 5 minutes and go serve. What does that mean? If that's the case, a guy drinks wine also, he can fix himself. How? Let him sleep a little and let him go to the Beit HaMikdash. Which means when he sleeps, it takes away some of the effect of the wine. If a person walks the shi'ur of a meal and sleeps a drop, meaning a little, mifigin et hayayin, it weakens the effect of the wine. So therefore, just like you tell me, you could take haircuts right away, so I could also get rid of the wine right away. So shvimutad. Gemara says, lav mi etmar ala, amar av nahman, amar abba bar abu. So again, the Gemara says, lav mi etmar ala, didn't we have a statement on this? Amar rav nahman, amar abba bar abu. That which we said, that what walking a meal's worth and sleeping a little weakens the effect of the wine, that's only if he drank the shi'ud of a nevi'it. But if you drank more than a nevi'it, all the more so, taking a walk and sleeping is going to only make him more drunk. So therefore, the Gemara, according to this answer over here, is really saying that when it comes to taking a haircut you could fix right away. And the truth is, according to this answer, yayin less than nevi'it in a chenameh, it should be permissible for the kohanim to drink, even according to Tanakama, because you could walk it off and sleep it off. However, what would be asur for kohanim to drink according to Tanakama is yayin more than a nevi'it, because the walking factor and the sleeping factor is not going to help. On the contrary, it's going to make it worse. So therefore, more than a nevi'it of wine should be asur, whereas haircuts should be permissible. That's really the first answer of the Gemara. Comes the Gemara and gives another answer. Rav Ashi Amar, shetuye yayin. When it comes to somebody that drinks wine, de mehale avoda, which means the person that drinks wine, the service that is done by somebody that drinks wine, it makes a hilul to the avodah, which means it's chulina, she says. Chulini. Kol avodato she'abad. It's not kodesh. The drinking of the wine makes the avodah chulin. So therefore, gazru be'rabbanan. So that's why the rabbis would go zer by wine. However, peru airosh, de'lo mahle avodah, lo gazru be'rabbanan. Peru airosh, it's a sur, but it doesn't make the avodah chulin. So therefore, the rabbis were not osir. So that's a different answer. Comes out according to Rav Asher, there's no difference between the vi'it, less than the vi'it. All wine is asur, according to the Tanakama. Why? Because wine is more serious. Why is wine more serious? Because it's mehalel da'avodah. However, since peru airosh, growing your hair, does not mehalel da'avodah, hachamim will not osir it, bizman, as comes to Rav Asher, ve'elu shehen b'mita. The following items, bar menan a person, ketz mita bideh shamayim. And what are they? Shetuye yayin. Which means, if somebody, a kohen, drinks wine, how do we know? Because the pasuk says, yayin v'shekar al tesht, b'bo'achem el oil mo'ed, ve'lo tamutu. So we see what? If somebody does drink wine, bar menan, we hayav, mita. That's again, mita bideh shamayim. What else? Ufru'ay rosh. Ufru'ayrosh also, which means somebody else, their hair grow, kohen, so also chayav mita. So you see, they ask this the same. Bishlama shetuye yayin beheja ketibu. Now, how do I know yayin? That person's kohen is chayav mita if he goes into sir with yayin. Because it says, yayin v'shekar al tesht. It says, don't drink wine. Then right away it says, ve'lo tamutu. Ela peru ayrosh minalan. How do I know that somebody, kohen, has long hair and he serves, that's chayav mita, dichtiv? Because it says in the pasuk, ורושם לא יגלחו ופרע לא ישלחו וכתיב, and it says right after that פסוק, בתרביין לא ישתו כל כהן בבואם לחסד הפנימית. And then by the way, it talks about the wine. V'itkish peru ayrosh l'shtu yayin. So have a hikesh between the law of the long hair and the wine. Ma shtu yayin b'mita, a peru ayrosh b'mita. So I'll say, just like shtu yayin, we know it's mita, because it's b'feru says it over there. And now we have a hikesh between peru ayrosh t'yayin, so peru ayrosh also is chayav mita. Umineh, and I'll say similarly, ima shtu yayin d'machadeh avodah, just like shtu yayin is makes the avodah cholin, a peru ayrosh d'machadeh avodah. I'll say that what? That peru ayrosh also makes the service avodah, makes it chulin, and therefore there's no difference. And therefore, the same reason why kohanim today cannot drink wine, because they make the avodah chulin, quote Rav Asher. But this hekesh that we're saying now, it should be also the same thing, that the peru ayrosh makes the avodah chulin, and therefore it's going to be asur bizman hazeh. So to that, the Gemara says, now we have a parenthesis over here, and let's see how we're going to read this. We're going to read it the following. Well, according to this text, let's get the right text. The Masoret Tashas does not have this parenthesis that we have here. According to the Masoret Tashas, the Gemara leaves this question in abeyance. It does not answer this question. Which means, Gemara brought an answer of Rav Asher. And he wanted to say, the reason why we're Mahmir on wine, is because Mahli Avodah. It makes the Avodah Chulin. Masha'enke, when it comes to Se'ar, it doesn't make the Avodah Chulin, therefore we're not Mahmir. But according to this understanding, the Gemara asked the question. What do you mean? We see that even by Se'ar, it makes the Avodah Chulin. So to that, the Gemara leaves it in a question. But some have the Gersa like we have. No. Ki itkish lemitah, de itkish aval aholeh avodah lo itkish. Which means some have the answer that says, no, when the Pasuk makes a hekesh between Shtu Yayin and Peru Airosh, it's only the Nyan mitah. That just like Yayin is Hayab mitah, so to Peru is Hayab mitah. But who says we metkish it for everything? Maybe the Nyan Cholin, it's not. Maybe only Shtu Yayin makes the avodah Cholin and not Peru Airosh. And that's the way we could answer according to for Rav Asher. Amar Ravina Rav Asher. Ravina comes to Rav Asher and says, Ha mekamed atay Hezkel man amra. Now, what does Yechezkel have to do with this? Because if you look at the pasuk that we quoted above, we quoted a pasuk in Yechezkel. The pasuk says, and I'll read it again from the Yechezkel: Verosham lo yigalehu, ufera lo yishalehu, kamosh yichsemu et rashehem, veyayin lo yishtu kol kohen bevayim lehaser apinimit. Which is this hekesh that we made between Yayin and Peru Airosh. Actually comes from a pasuk in Yechezkel. And we know the Torah says that by Shtu Yayin Hayab Mitah. And therefore we made a hekesh based on the juxtaposition and the concepts in Yechezkel between Peru Airosh and Yayin, that also Peru Airosh is Hayab Mitah. So the Gemara asks the question, before Yechezkel and Avi came, how did you know this? Because in the Torah we don't have this hekesh. This is Yechezkel's time. So until Yechezkel, how did we know this law that Peru Airosh is Hayab Mitah? So I read that inside again. Amad Rabbi Nehemiah Vashir, Ha mekamed atay Yechezkel man amra. Before Yechezkel came along and gave us this hekesh, who told us? Amar le. So Rabbi Vashir turns back with the ta'amich. Had Amar of Chizda. How do you explain what Rav Chizda said? Davar ze mitorat Moshe lo lamanu. The following halakha we did not learn from the Torah shebichtav, but we learned it from the Nevi'im. What's the law? Kol ben nechar arel lev va'arel basar lo yavo el mikdashi. Pasuk says that somebody that is uncircumcised, he's arel lev, he's uncircumcised, he's not allowed to come into the Beit HaMikdash. Now, we're talking about over here somebody that was uncircumcised because his brothers died mahmat milah, and therefore he's not allowed to take a circumcision. But Rav Chizda said that what? That an arel, that his brothers died mahmat milah, he's not allowed to enter the Beit HaMikdash. Now how do we know that? So we know that from a pasuk in Yechezkel. So how did Rav Chizda ask that question? Rav Chizda also, Ha mekamed ata Yechezkel man amra. Before Yechezkel came along, who said it? Ela gamra gamirla. Ela, you have to say what? It's halakha la Moshe Mishinai. Ve'ata Yechezkel basmecha akra. And Yechezkel gave a remez in the pasuk to the halakha la Moshe Mishinai by the adel. Ha'acha nameh. So too by the case of the Yayin and the Shtu Yayin and the Peru Airosh. Gamra gamirla. We have a tradition that Peru Airosh is hayab mitah b'dei shamayim. Ve'ata Yechezkel basmecha. And then you have a pasuk over there that makes an asmachta. So let's just review again. The Gemara over here basically wanted to say that you have a law that, let's say, a kohen hijot has to take a haircut once every 30 days. The source of that was from where? The source of that was from the pasuk of Nazir. Just like a Nazir cannot drink wine for 30 days, so too a kohen hijot just like a Nazir has to leave his hair for 30 days, and after 30 days he has to take it off, so too a Kohen Hidyot, maximum he can leave his hair is for 30 days, then he has to take a haircut. So we learn it from Nazir. So the Gemara said, if you tell me that, the Chavara, just like we're saying, that Kohanim today, according to Tanakama, cannot drink wine. So the Chavurah, they should have to be taking haircuts every 30 days, or they should be ready to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. Same reason. So the Gemara gives two answers. First answer is, even if the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built right away, they'll go take a haircut. It's something they can fix right away. However, without a delay. However, if they drink more than if you eat, they're stuck. How are you going to fix it itself? Sleeping is not going to help. Taking a walk is not going to help. It's only make it worse. So therefore, we're more mahmir by wine than se'ar. Rav Ashi gave a second answer. No, wine is more mahmir in general. Because wine makes the avodah hulin. But she'enken, se'ar, growing long hair does not make the avodah hulin. To that, the Gemara asked the question, what do you mean? We have a hekesh from the Pasuk in Yechezkel. The Pasuk in Yechezkel compared shtuye yayin to piru erosh. And we know by yayin, hayav mitabi de shamayim. So just like hayav mitabi de shamayim by when it comes to Peru Arosh. And similarly we'll say that just like by Shtuye Yayin, we're going to say that what? That just like by Shtuye Yayin, it makes the Avodah Hulin, so too by Peru Arosh it makes the Avodah Hulin. And therefore it should be Asub Zman Azeh. So according to one Girsa, the Gemara answers, no, the Kesh is only learned Le'inyan, Le'inyan the Hayuv mitabi de shamayim, but it's not learned the inyan, the din of making the avodah hulin. Therefore, Rav Ashi's answer is intact. Now comes the Gemara and said on that, what are you talking about? Before Yehezkel came along, how did you know this law? The connection between Peru Arosh and Shtuye Yayin? Gemara says, really, it's Halakha from Shem Sinai. And Yehezkel just came along, we knew the Halakha from Halakha from Shem Sinai, from a tradition from Sinai. Ela what? Yehezkel came along and gave a remez in the Pasuk to an existing Halakha that we already knew. So that's the subject of the connection between the growing the hair and the drinking of the wine. Comes the Gemara and continues. Any day that's written in Megillat Ta'anit that is forbidden to eulogize, as we said, there are certain days that are written in Megillat Ta'anit that Yamim Tovim happen to Klal Yisrael. So on those days, that certain days were very stringent, the rabbis forbade eulogizing. Lefanav asu leharav mutar. So the Hachamim forbade even the day before because it's strict. Therefore, the day before is asu to eulogize as well. However, the day after is mutar. Taru Rabbanan, we have a brayta. Elen yomaya delo litana'a behon. These are the days that it's forbidden to fast on a miksaton delo lemispad behon. And certain days are even more stringent, that not only can you fast, but you cannot even eulogize on them. Meresh yarchad nisan ve'ad temanya be. From the first day of Nisan, meaning Rosh Chodesh Nisan, until the eighth day of Nisan, those days are considered mini holidays. Why? Because itokam temida. Because the korban tamid was established. Why? Because there was a great machlok between the baitosim, those were the people that did not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, and the hakamim. And the Gemara explains what was the machloket between them. Over there in Masechet Menachot it says that the baitosim wanted to say that a yachid, an individual, is able to donate from his own money and bring the korban tamid. Doesn't have to come from public money. The korban tamid that was born every day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. And what was the derasha? Because it's etakeves echad ta'aseh baboker. Etakeves echad ta'aseh. That's singular tense. And therefore, it can even be born from private money. So the rabbis answered the argument back and said, what? It's korbani lachmi lishai tishmeru lakrib. And the fact that it says tishmeru, it's a plural language. So from there, they were able to answer the Beitosim, and therefore we see that has to come from the treasury, and therefore they were making a machloket. So during those 8 days it became established, which the Chachamim were victorious over the Beitosim, and they established again the practice that what? That the Korban Tamid must come from public funds, and therefore those days are considered Yamim Tobim. And therefore, what does it say in the Gemara? Second line, Delo Lemispad Behon. Therefore, they are very strict. You cannot eulogize on those days because Shekin you're not allowed to fast. Mitemanya be'ad sof mu'ada, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, itotav hagad dishbu'a. So the holiday of Shavuot was established. Again, there was a machlok between the Baitosim. They would say that Shavuot always falls out after Shabbat, because they held that it says in the Pasuk, Usfartem nachem imachorat ha-Shabbat, mimiyom ha-Biyachim et-Omer. They learned imachorat ha-Shabbat, meaning Sunday, imachorat ha-Shabbat. And therefore, they would always count 49 days from then, and then therefore, Shavuot would become on a Sunday, would be the 50th day. However, the Hachamim say, no, Sfatim, Nachim, Mahorat HaShabbat, Mahorat HaShabbat is the second day from Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is also called Shabbat. And therefore, they would be the second day of Pesach. That's when you start counting the Omer. So it was a fantastic Mahalok between the Beit Tosim and the Hachamim. That she says, שהיו ביתוסים אומרים עצרת אחר השבת היא שהעומן מתחיל אחר השבת שנאמר וספטרים לכם מאחורת השבת נתפה להם רבן יוחנן בן זכאי. אז רבן יוחנן בן זכאי went after the ביתוסים ואמרו שטועים ששוטים you fools מיניים לכם ולא, where do you know this from? ולא היה אדם שחזירו דבר חוץ מזקן אחד שהיה מתפטפט כנגדו ואמר משה רבנו אוהב ישראל היה זה היה משה רבנו he loved the Jewish people ויודע שעצרת יום אחד הוא he knew that עצרת is only a one day holiday עמד בתקנה אחת השבת so he made it on Sunday so you have a long weekend כדי שיהיו מתענגים שני ימים this was the ביתוסים the letzim they came along and tried to give a justification over here exactly why this happened vedachu otan valchu lehem baitosim mekoach pesukim al korhan vechazu behem but then when the rabbis quoted pesukim they had to retract from them and therefore it was established according to the hakamim that Shavuot is 40 and 50 days after the second day of Pesach. So therefore, what happens on those days, meaning from the eighth day of Nisan until the end of the holiday, Lelo the Mispad Behon. So therefore, those days are also established not for eulogizing. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Mor, Meresh Yarcha Di Nisan Atemanya Be Etokam Temida. So we said from the first day of the Rosh Chodesh Nisan till the eighth day, that's the holiday where the Korban Tamim was established, meaning the rabbis were victorious over the Baitosim, and the Korban Tamim was reestablished, that you bring it from public funds. Delo Lemispat. So the Gemara said, Lamali Meresh Yarcha? Why do you have to stop from Rosh Chodesh? Lemam Mitre Be Nisan. Why don't you just stop from the second of Nisan? Because Verosh Chodesh Gufei Yom Tovu Asur. Rosh Chodesh anyway is Asur. So you didn't have to tell me from Rosh Chodesh until the 8th. Just tell me from the 2nd to the 8th. And anyway, Rosh Chodesh is Asur Behespet because it's Rosh Chodesh. Amarav lo nitzlecha ela le'asur yom shelefanav. The Gemara says, nah, I need to tell you that the one is Asur also because any day that's Asur Behespet, the day before is also Asur. So therefore I needed to count day 1 in order to include the day before. So the Gemara says, shelefanav nameti poklet ha'av ele yom shelefei Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara, what do you mean? Just it's the day before Rosh Chodesh as well. Therefore, you don't have to tell me from 1 to 8. Tell me 2 to 8 was the holiday of the Tamid, and day 1 is Rosh Chodesh, and day 1 is Rosh Chodesh Asur Naspid, and therefore the day before is also Asur. So therefore, why did you have to tell me day 1? L'chaurat Rosh Chodesh, and l'chaurat the day before Rosh Chodesh is also Asur. That Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh de Oraita. Rosh Chodesh is a holiday from the Torah. For the Oraita, lo ba'ei chizuk. When it comes to Torah laws, you do not need chizuk. You do not need strengthening it. And therefore, if it just would have told us Rosh Chodesh is Nisan, that day would be forbidden. But the day before, I would have to make a gezerah to protect the Deoraita. Because the only reason why we make a gezerah the day before is so they don't come to fast and eulogize on that day itself. But if it's a Deoraita like Rosh Chodesh, I wouldn't have to say the day before. Detanya, because it says in the Braita, Hayamim ha'elah ketuv migilat ta'anit, these days that are written in migilat ta'anit, lefnehem ula'areem asurim. The day before them and the day after them are asur. Shabbatot v'yamim tovim. But let's say Shabbat and Yom Tov, which is also Asur Be'espet V'tarit, Hem Asurim, Lifnehem U'lachareheem Mutarim. But before them and after them is Mutar. Ma'efresh ben zeh lazeh. What's the difference between the days of Megillah, Tarit, and Shabbat and Yom Tov? Halalu Devre Torah. Ve'devre Torah in Tzirichim Chizuk. Halalu Devre Sofim, Devre Sofim, Tzirichim Chizuk. Which means the difference is that Shabbat and Yom Tov, they're Deoraita laws. Nobody's going to be lenient when it comes to the Deoraita laws. So the rabbis did not have to fence and Osir the day before Shabbat and the day after Shabbat. Therefore, that day itself is Asur. However, when it comes to days that are rabbinically forbidden, the rabbis had to forbid the day before as well as the day after in order to give the day chizuk. And therefore, the Gemara is saying like this: you had to tell me from day 1 to day 8 is the holiday of reestablishing the Tamid, because that's a rabbinical holiday. Because now they tell me it's rabbinical, so therefore day 1 is not going to be asud only mitam Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be asud mitam that it's the holiday now of the Rabbanan. Therefore, the day before as well is going to be asud. But if you only were sitting day 1 mitam Rosh Chodesh, the day before would not be asur, because devrei Torah lo sirichim chizuk, like we saw in the Braita, that just like Shabbat the day before is mutar and Yom Tov the day before is mutar, because devrei Torah doesn't need chizuk. That's why the Gemara has to say from 1 to 8 was the established holiday, because they reestablished and were overpowering the Beit Tosim when it came to the halakha of the Tamid. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.